A typical Tennessee spring. Hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
It's just kind of go to bed and get a good night's sleep because there's not much you're going to do about it one way or the other.
It's just another East Tennessee spring.
Old man winter hanging on at least one more time, something Tennessee fruit growers have come to expect this time of year, but that doesn't make it any easier to take. Jordan Combs has a large fruit and vegetable operation in Granger County.
We have all the stuff in place to take care of most of these conditions. It's just a matter of how bad they get and how well we get to get our jobs done.
For strawberry growers like Jordan Combs, it's a critical time of development as most plants are blooming or have just set their first berries. And while many producers use irrigation systems for frost protection, the combination of these high winds and sub-freezing temperatures make that difficult for success.
We have fruit set on our first crowns. However, our second and third crowns are starting to flower off, and, you know, a freeze could really damage those plants. If the freeze turns out to be as bad as they say it could be, it could really delay our initial strawberry harvest by as much as 2 to 3 weeks.
Combs says he's using frost covers for his strawberries in hopes of saving the majority of his crop. UT Extension fruit specialist Dr. David Lockwood says it's not just strawberries that the freeze will impact. Peach and apple trees have already had some productive thinnings, but this freeze could be one more than growers would want.
This is definitely going to point out the good sites versus the bad sites, the healthy trees versus the trees that are stressed somewhat. And I'm afraid that in some cases we're going to have some fairly shy crops, whereas in other areas we may have some decent crops, but we're going to probably see some fruit scarring as a result of cold.
And there's no doubt that there's some other crops across the state that will be hurt from this freeze, but farmers are hopeful it's just this one last morning of the spring for freezing temperatures. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.